Welcome to Terry Marty Podcast, Episode 6. If you're listening to this on Anchor FM, welcome. You can leave a message in the Anchor FM app. If, however, you are listening to this on iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, or anywhere else like Google Podcasts, then welcome. Please do leave a comment and try and rate for me. It does really help. If you wish to find out more, you can visit me at Desi Circus on Instagram. That's DesiCircus. Today I'd like to tell you a story. Let's go back to 2013. I went to the hospital after a working day to visit my ma. She'd been there with fluid in the lungs, causing an infection, which meant she had to stay there for a few days. Visiting hours had ended. That day, I, as usual, was one of her first and only visitors. I was joined by one of my aunts who was always there to help. She was a devoted woman of service. I remembered that my ma had been in hospital for many days by this point, and she was semi-sedated. Although she didn't say much, it's as though I could feel everything she was thinking. So her blink, or very subtle finger or facial twitch, would speak volumes to me. So we had readjusted her pillows, helped her sip on some water, and combed her hair. You know, the basics of human love and compassion. Making others feel good makes us feel good. It's that simple. Now, I'm not telling you about this just to get praise or some adoration for my act of kindness. That's ridiculous. I know you, my friends, all help your elders, and we all should. I mean, why wouldn't you? I'm telling you this for the reason that in 2013, Instagram, the social media site, had not been and is not what it is today. Since then, in 5 years, social media has contributed to a massive disconnection between real humans. It's time we consciously take our attention back to people's blinks and twitches, and rather than record it for a meme or a 59-second viral opportunity, see it as a time to put down our smartphones and see it as a 59-year friendship opportunity. It's time we do what is necessary to seek strong human connection rather than strong Wi-Fi connection. Choose intuition over insights. Pick listening over talking. Grab loyalty over scrolling. And love over likes. What you're really looking for isn't on your screens, my friends. It's within you, waiting for you to embrace it. It won't get delivered to you by a drone or a brown van. So for the really important things in life, you have to go to a celestial collection point. And that point might be within somebody else. Look into the eyes of those around you. Exchange gifts of love. Free gifts. For example, deliver someone a smile. Lifting the corners of your mouth will lift the veil of loneliness. Know that you can receive a lifetime of satisfaction. Knowing that you are capable of loving others, the gateway to receiving love, that real, tangible sort of love. But be patient. Love over likes isn't instant. Love isn't a feather, it's the whole bird. It's not an eye color, it's the vision. Love is not a matter of the heart, it's the matter that makes all hearts. I'm speaking to the music industry now. Artists, I know you're empathetic. I know you understand love and connection better than most. That's why I worked with you for all of my career. After 20 years, I'm looking to you now to use your beautiful craft combined with your heightened, magical empathy levels to heal a world that has been wounded. A wound that the sound of love can heal like a beautiful balm. This wound is weeping, and it needs you to dress it with your tender touch. We gave Ma an MP3 player when she was in hospital. On it, she listened to music that she later died to. These songs became the soundtrack to her final flashback montage of her 87 Gregorian year life. It was that unskippable evergreen music that gave her so much when it really mattered. So, music makers, ask yourself a question. Will your music be the music someone plays to feel love and belonging on their deathbed? I'll leave that there for you to try on sometime, like a new garment in the changing room of life. These are the thoughts that cross my mind when visiting night time ends. Thank you for listening to Terry Marty Podcast. You could follow me at Desi Circus on Instagram. Or look me up on Google. I'll see you next time. Much love. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.